Hello, it's Neil Ball from www.workwithneilball.com. To find out more about how I can help you make money online, go to www.workwithneilball.com. In this training, I'm going to look at the benefits of telling a story in business, sales and life, plus how to bring in more business and close more sales using stories, metaphors and allegories. You can use stories as metaphors to illustrate any point in anything that you do in business. For example, when you're in a conference call, or when you're in a webinar, or you're doing a training, or when you're writing an article or making a video. If you think about how your mind works, it remembers things in stories. Everyone enjoys hearing about or watching a good story. That's why we read books, watch movies, and enjoy discovering what our friends are doing by speaking to them or using Facebook. If you are attending some sort of training at a conference or on a webinar, when you leave a training, do you remember the facts or do you remember the statistics? No, you don't. Most people don't remember the stats and the info. You remember the allegories, the stories, and the metaphors. Plus, you will remember the passion with which it was delivered. Your mind organises the information and deletes some of it. By knowing this, you will be more powerful. Great leaders in history, such as Buddha, Jesus, and other great teachers, have used stories because most people don't remember facts. Most people, whether religious or not, can remember stories from the Bible or other religious books. When great leaders are asked questions, they answer with questions, and they answer with a story. So if you're doing a conference call, or if you're doing a presentation, or if you're writing an article or making a video, a large proportion should be in stories, metaphors, and ambiguous language. You can use stories of things that have happened to you to make sure people understand you. So how do you do this? You need to start to pay attention to what is happening around you in everyday life. Keep brief notes in a daily journal so you can refer to it in the future. Next, periodically ask, can anything that has happened to me recently in the last day, week or month help me as a story, a metaphor or an allegory to illustrate a point instead of using factual information? The idea is to use examples of experiences in your stories to convey a message to people that could not be reached with information alone. By doing this and asking this type of question of yourself, this will have two effects. One, you'll have an unbelievable amount of resource to use when you need to teach people in a way that they understand and remember. Two, your life will turn into a metaphor where everything has meaning. So why is this important? Because there are two parts to your mind. There is a logical part, which likes facts and structure. And there is a part that understands the world through metaphors. By constantly asking what is the meaning of things that are happening around you, your mind will start to feed off the meaning of everything in your life. There won't always be meaning in everything, but that is to be expected. The effect of this will be that your dreams will become more vivid, and you'll be able to communicate with other people more powerfully. So it is important to ask yourself on a regular basis, has anything happened in my job today, or in my car today, or in anything else that you've done in your life that could be used as a metaphor, an allegory, or a story to help you communicate better with other people? By consistently doing this, you'll be amazed at the effects on your business. To subscribe to my newsletter, go to www.workwithneilball.com. Also, for more information on how I coach and how I train, as well as the things that I do for my team, go to www.workwithneilball.com. Again, that's www.workwithneilball.com. Until next time, goodbye.